Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode. I am so happy to have you here, as always, and to see the way this community is growing for all different types of women. This week's episode is titled, You're Too Loud, and it is one of my least favorite sayings in the entire world, and it is one that I am sure some of you have heard quite often. If you are here and excited to dive into this very sensitive subject, I welcome you on how women who are passionate, no bullshit, and speak with a higher volume and with a more direct approach are always deemed to be too loud. It happens in your home, it happens in your workplace, and it happens anytime there's a difference of opinion or when you are fighting for something that you believe in. It's also something that you're accused of being every time someone who is quiet disagrees with you. Welcome to Burnout to Bulletproof. This is Francesca Cooper. I'm a female trailblazer who knows every woman struggles with their own version of burnout, whether it's from career chasing, huge goals, motherhood, body image, family, and more. And I'm pretty positive I can help you through it. Doesn't matter where you came from. Doesn't matter where you've been or anything that you've done. You are enough, and it's time to make you bulletproof. Now, to be very honest with you, being a very passionate woman gets me called an abrasive bitch anytime that there is a confrontation. Anyone like me who has lived with another girl or woman can attest to this. If there is a disagreement, the quiet one will sit and instigate until the passionate one absolutely goes off. Then everyone looks at me like I'm the bad one. Let me tell you something. Some of the worst types of personalities in the world are quiet narcissists. They sit there, they gaslight you, and they instigate things that they know are your pain points. And when your blood boils, you explode, and then people only see your reaction. The unfortunate part of this is something extra that you have to overcome to get out of burnout that other people might not have in their journey of burnout. This is personally one of my biggest pain points because I have a belief, why do I have to change who and what I am? Because quiet people get away with more. Why do I have to fall on my sword and watch the quiet person get a free pass in their wrongdoings? Why is it because I'm just too loud? Owning a business is hard. Owning a business as a woman is hard. Having to run an event with team members who are men is hard. The second you need something, the second you become instructive or demand anything in a business sense, whether it's contracts, them upholding their end of their job, them treating you equally, you are now too loud. Ladies, how many times have you been put in a situation where someone pushes your buttons over and over and over and over and you silently took it? Then when you decide not to take it anymore, now you're too loud. It can be asking your partner to help with the house. It can be asking your kids to do their homework. It can be asking your boss not to continuously do something that pushes your boundaries. It can be the new person you're dating continuously texting after you've asked for genuine phone conversation. It could be a sibling, a parent, or a friend. Because you respectfully, repeatedly asking for things, that is you being quiet and respectful. Every time you ask, you are asking another human politely to give you what you are asking for. Now they will ignore you. And then now all people see are you're too loud. Instead of that person is disrespectful. That person is gaslighting me. That person did not respect my boundaries. That person ignored my repeated requests for something. It will always be "you're too loud." So not only do boisterous women have to unlearn behavior to get through burnout, we also have the very special task of relearning pitch to speak with people who are intimidated by us. Now, there is a very big difference between being passionate and standing up for yourself and then being belligerent. If you find yourself in a constant belligerent state, evaluate why and who it is constantly around. It may be time to reevaluate the type of relationship you have with that person or the situations you find yourself in when you act this way. I have one of those, and it's an instant trigger. And I usually add on multiple therapy sessions for that month. That way I can notice it and unlearn it. Again, I have to unlearn my way out of my pain point. It is not going to happen by itself. The key here is growth. Knowing that this is a trigger, knowing that this brings me into a state I am not happy, knowing that this person repeatedly does this to me, and this is how I repeatedly act, that is a problem. That is something I have to unlearn. But in unlearning, it also gets very uncomfortable because it requires you to possibly have to sacrifice something that you wanted. Back to relearning pitch. I'm not stating to change yourself for others. I'm stating that growing out of burnout will make you go through an adjustment period. This period can possibly make you timid for a small period of time. This is probably due to exhaustion, not wanting to invest in others monetarily because you're focusing on yourself, or simply because you don't want to. This period of time will cause some people to naturally fade away out of your life. Some relationships will just die during this period, like they never existed. The ones that don't will grow with you. And in that growth, you will realize what out of those relationships are actually beneficial to you and which ones are not at all. One thing that I have always found funny is how everyone, like on Facebook and Instagram, want to post about they want their daughters to be kind, respectful, but also fierce warriors who move mountains and stand up for themselves. We've all heard that version of a photo or a picture or something somewhere with a little girl in like a cape with her fist in the air, like, I can be and do anything that I want to do. I don't think people have any idea what that little girl looks like as a grown woman. I don't think any parent that only has small children have any idea how complicated that grown woman will be. That for her to stand on a mountaintop in a cape with her fist in the air, what she has to overcome to get to the top of that mountain. How much is she going to have to fight? How much is she going to have to give up? How hard is that journey going to be for her? And when she gets to the top of that mountain, she might have parts of her personality that you don't agree with. She might have parts of her personality that make you uncomfortable. She might have parts of that personality that you don't really like, but other people may be excited by her. She might light a fire in other people. She might make other women want to climb that mountain. She might make the world a better place. Kindness and respect are things that are earned. Do I expect my son to say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, every time an adult speaks to him? Yes, I do. Do I think an adult has to be kind and respectful to someone who repeatedly doesn't reciprocate? No, I do not. I do not believe that just because you have two adults talking, that one can be rude to the other and the other one be forced to have a kind and respectful nature to them. That is not something that I believe. I also believe if you find yourself in a situation around people that constantly do that, this is what the growth period is. If you are one of those people who has someone in your life that maybe you really don't care for at all, if you have someone in your life who has traits that other people admire and you don't see them, ask yourself why. Ask yourself why they have shut that part off of who they are when they are around you. Ask yourself why you don't see it. Maybe they are not just giving you blind kindness and respect because of the way you have treated them. Not everybody gets a free pass just because you are an adult. You do not get a free pass because you're someone's mother. You do not get a free pass because you're someone's father. You do not get a free pass because you're someone's grandparents. You do not get a free pass because you're someone's wife, husband, best friend. You don't get a free pass to do things to people without consequences, which is part of growing in burnout, which is why there is a separation in families and people. Because sometimes the consequences lead people to have conversations where they don't agree, and that's okay, but they can't move past it. Like I said, this podcast was going to be made for every woman. Women can be mean. Women can be narcissists. Women talk a lot of shit. Women can be cruel. Women can be self-serving. And some women are completely blind to the damage that they have done to others. It's uncomfortable, and none of us are perfect. The best thing to do during this time of overcoming burnout or being out of burnout, trying to steadily keep your head above water, is to never think that you are above any of these things. It is important to recognize what you are doing to you. But it is also equally as important to recognize what you're putting yourself through and also what you are allowing other people to do to you. What situations can you maybe not put yourself in? Why are you expecting this person not to let you down? Why are you expecting this person to give you any self-worth? Why are you investing something that this person has consistently shown you they can't give you? Why are you setting yourself up for this failure in hopes that some version of what you want you will get? They're human. They will fail. And also, not all humans are great people, and everybody loves on a different level. Women are powerful. Women are effective. Women are life givers. Women can change the world. But no woman that ever changed the course of history was met without a massive amount of opposition. You will not make it through this journey and stay liked by everyone. Some of those people may even be close to you. But those relationships that you build with those who embrace your fire are ones that you will treasure forever. Burnout is a phase. Like I said last week, there is no peak, and it's slow to go in, but it's quick to get out. And then it's slow again to unlearn. I don't know if you'll ever stop unlearning, but I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's dangerous when adults stay stagnant. I think it's dangerous when you're surrounded by people who don't grow. I think it's dangerous to let someone burn out your fire. So the next time that you're told you're too loud, reevaluate your situation. If you're passionate and you're convicted and you're fighting for something you believe in, be loud. Be as loud as you possibly can. If you're being loud because you're upset, if you're being loud because you're triggered, if you're being loud because, I wouldn't even say upset. Upset is a very valid feeling. If you are being loud because you have been put in an unhealthy mental place, I want you to ask why you got there. Why did you get there? Did a person get you there? Did a situation get you there? Did a place get you there? Because that is a key component in figuring out how you are going to get out of burnout. Because you can't go to that place anymore. It's not about facing your fears. It's not about sucking it up. It's not about being nice to people who don't deserve it. It's about not going to this place anymore. It's about not engaging in a relationship with that person anymore. It is about not going to that place anymore. It is about not getting in your car and going there anymore. It's not picking up your phone when they answer anymore. It's not allowing yourself to be a victim to somebody else's behavior anymore. So be loud. But when you're in the process, be vigorous and be loud to stand up for yourself. And part of standing up for yourself is you telling yourself that you deserve better and we won't do this anymore. And I know that you can do it. I know that you can. I believe in you. I am so happy to announce that Burnout Coaching is offered along with the resource of this podcast, Burnout to Bulletproof. If you are interested, please follow www.francescacooper.com. And then also we have two Instagrams. One for the podcast is Burnout to Bulletproof and the other is the Francesca Cooper. See you next week.